This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and join us here if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line room as well over at discord.lrn.fm. Actually, we've got several call-in line rooms there, so feel free to join on one of those, and we will see you there and join you, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So, pretty big news for people that care about gun freedom in the United States. Donald Trump, the same guy who signed the bump stock ban, which angered, rightfully so, I think angered a lot of gun owners, people that care about freedoms in the United States, has now signed a document saying that the United States will withdraw its support for the United Nations treaty regulating the global arms trade. He did this while at the National Rifle Association convention.
Okay.
Happened in Indianapolis. According to TheGuardian.com, this story is being reported.
Sounds like the NRA told him, you're going to have to give us something to, make it look like you're a hero here again.
Well, in this case, he got quite a bit of applause from the crowd in this particular case. Let me actually play some of the video here.
Under my administration, we will never surrender American sovereignty to anyone. We will never allow foreign bureaucrats to trample on your Second Amendment freedom. And that is why my administration will never ratify the UN Arms Trade Treaty. I hope you're happy.
There's more.
And I am officially announcing today that the United States will be revoking the effect of America's signature from this badly misguided treatment. We're taking our signature back. The United Nations will soon receive a formal notice that America is rejecting this treaty.
Yeah, this is kind of the problem with the whole thing is that somehow somebody can sign a document for America.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if that person's Barack Obama, Donald Trump, or anyone else. The idea that somebody can claim sovereignty over me and to sign my name in my stead in some kind of international document, that just doesn't make much sense. I don't agree to a limit on the global arms trade. I believe that free men can carry weapons. I believe that only a tyrant would tell a free man that he couldn't carry a weapon. So, no, I don't. If I'm allowed to build tools, then I'm allowed to build tools to defend myself. If I'm allowed to defend myself, I'm allowed to build tools to do it. That doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, the reality of the situation is
good for Trump on this, by the way,
that we are still stuck with these governmental systems that people believe in. And while one person can sign a document for America, another person can unsign the document. And that's what he's saying he's going to do.
Well, I'm not against government. I think that people need government. The problem is that once you give a government monopoly status, once it can say no other organization will govern in this geographic area. And that's basically what governments have looked like since the state came about in probably Jericho and 7000 AD or BC, excuse me. That's kind of how things have gone. So I get that part. But this whole international thing, like, well, you're just not going to be able to send guns back and forth. No, that's not going to work out.
And right now he's holding up the document. He's about to sign.
As part of this decision, I will sign right now in front of a lot of witnesses. A lot of witnesses. A message asking the Senate to discontinue the treaty ratification process and to return the now rejected treaty right back to me in the Oval Office, where I will dispose of it.
I'm sure the Democrats are dying to do that.
Well, yeah, so that is interesting language, right? He says he's going to ask the Senate.
Well, I mean, where was this for the first 2 years, I guess, is my next question. Why didn't we do this in the first 2 years when the Republicans most assuredly would have signed it?
That was an edited version of the clip. My roommate came in and showed me the full version earlier tonight, which has a lot of applause. Like, there was a lot of crowd reaction to what was going on that does not appear in the 2 minute the 2 minute Guardian clip here. And at the very end, you know, whatever you think about Trump, he is entertaining as hell. And so not only is he, like, playing to this audience pretty good.
He's doing the right thing in front of the right audience.
At the very end, he actually, like a drummer would throw their sticks out at the end of a concert, he throws the pen out to the crowd.
The pens are actually valuable. The pen that, you know, signed this
thing.
Sure,
it's a historic pen.
Yeah, the historic. So,
but it's funny. And does that has that happened before? Maybe it has.
I don't know that it has, but
it's funny.
It's certainly... Yeah, I'm sure that it got people excited. I'd want to catch that pen.
So the U.S. signed the treaty in 2013, according to The Guardian, but never ratified it. The NRA has long claimed the treaty poses a threat to the Second Amendment, this according to The Guardian.
Sounds like it's us.
On Friday, its members stood, applauded, and chanted USA, USA as Trump signed the letter to Congress halting the ratification process, then tossed his pen into the crowd. A delighted Chris Cox, executive director for the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action, said, quote, Barack Obama and John Kerry tried to force us to accept international gun control under the power of the UN, but Donald Trump has said not on my watch. Of course.
Yeah, I think the Republicans, for whatever defense they do give to the Second Amendment, but I think they can do, as a party, better.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing with the Second Amendment is that it's pretty clear in its language, shall not be infringed. That means that the 20,000 gun laws that exist in this country are unconstitutional and should not exist. That's the highest law in the land, and it should not be infringed. I'm fine with some infringements on the right to keep and bear arms. However, when you've got a document that says shall not be infringed, you need to change the document first. Let's go ahead and say...
You're fine with infringing that?
Sure, except for, high-yield nuclear weapons? Fine. You know, except for people whose IQ is below 75? Okay. Except for people who have been diagnosed by a doctor with paranoid schizophrenia? All right.
Are people below 70 IQ of 75 unable to shoot straight?
I don't know, but all I'm saying is that is there an IQ point where you'd say that somebody shouldn't have it?
I don't know. Does IQ have anything to do with being able to point a weapon at somebody and pull a trigger?
At some point, somebody is what used to be called diagnosably an idiot, right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what that level is.
Mm.
I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm just picking a number out of thin air.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting at 75 IQ, you're not super bright. And probably not going to make the best decisions. You're not making the best decisions generally. And I wouldn't hand a 45 to a 5-year-old. I wouldn't take a double action, cock the hammer back, and then give it to a child and just say, "Well, I hope this goes well." I wouldn't give
you don't want to do that.
I wouldn't give it to a monkey. Right? So at some point or another, I think you have to have some infringements.
Mm.
But for today, the document, the highest law in the land. And I believe in law. If we're going to pretend like we believe in law in this country, we ought to follow it. The thing says shall not be infringed. Then let's go ahead and come to some reasonable agreements on what those infringements might be as a nation. Let's discuss it. But until
I don't want to discuss it. I just want to have freedom.
Fine.
I just want people to be left alone, because as soon as you get one infringement, there's going to be 10 more that follow.
Fine with
Toll
me.
Free number here. Well, it seems fine with you, but it's not okay with me. 855
no,
450
no.
Free.
I'm fine with that being the rule, too.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, or you can also call in on our Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. Helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
toll-free if you want to join us here. We're talking about the apparent plan to withdraw the United States government from a UN arms trade treaty. Donald Trump signed a document that, according to The Guardian, would revoke America's status as a signatory of the UN arms trade treaty, regulating conventional weapons, including small arms, battle tanks, combat aircraft, and warships. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE as we continue. Do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. Just this afternoon, another business here in the Keene, New Hampshire area started accepting Bitcoin Cash, which is pretty cool. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on their forum. So get on over to Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Bob Menendez, according to The Guardian, who is a top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said, quote, "This is yet another myopic decision that jeopardizes U.S. security based on false premises and fear-mongering. While Americans from all walks of life have come to painfully understand the threat posed by not doing enough to prevent weapons from ending up in the wrong hands, it's disturbing to see this administration turn back the clock on the little progress we have made to prevent illicit arms transfers." Are you scared?
Well, I'm not. So one thing this is about, so they're talking about warships, tanks, you know, these sorts of things.
And small arms.
Right, small arms, yeah. Too. I understand that. So clearly, I'm concerned with the average person being able to protect themselves. But most of the world lives, most of the sort of, you know, Western world lives in a place where they can't own guns. I mean, that battle's lost in large part. Even in the United States, you look at the most populous places in the United States, and it's basically illegal to own weapons here, too.
New York, Chicago, D.C.,
L.A.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we should give up that fight or anything like that. I'm just saying, look, Mr. and Mrs. America, this Constitution that you, extol and that you hire these politicians to protect is practically worthless. However, when you're looking at making it difficult for organizations to buy ships and tanks and weapons of war, then what you're saying is that the way the map is drawn today pleases me, and I do not wish it to be drawn differently in the future. Many of the lines of the map that exist today were put there by organizations that were not called states prior to their acquisition of arms. So there are plenty of countries that exist today that got there by shooting their governments.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want those organizations to get arms, then what you're saying is I support these governments.
The status quo.
Yeah, the status quo. These governments today, which do not provide freedom in large part, which do not provide...
Well, governments by definition don't provide freedom. They infringe upon it.
Yeah, they govern behavior, sure. States claim a monopoly over governance in a given landmass, and so they're going to provide even worse service because, well, they're monopolies, and monopolies do a bad job. I get you. But it just makes it that much harder for people to rise up and fight their governments, which is one of the ways that we have gotten change in the world.
The Senate has so far failed to approve the treaty because of Republicans, quote, paralyzing fear of backlash from the NRA, said Menendez. He said further, this is another reminder that if we're going to get anywhere to break the inaction of the kind of common sense steps to stop gun violence and keep people safe, we must stop letting the NRA set the agenda in Washington. Now, by the way, the NRA is certainly not an organization that is held in high esteem by true gun rights supporters, by people who really support your freedom to bear arms. Those people tend to support other organizations like the Gun Owners of America or the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, which tend to be much more principled and much better at defending, you know, from a principal perspective, not allowing any compromise on the Second Amendment.
The NRA is the big kid at the gun table.
It's
right?
The one everyone talks about, but they are more of a status quo organization than anything else.
So I appreciate the smaller organizations for attempting to hold the NRA responsible. and that's sure. great. However, if you it's like government. You can join the Libertarian Party if you want to get together with some other people who believe like you and argue about how the world should be and affect no change. But if you want to affect change, the NRA is probably the organization, when it comes to guns, that you would want to be involved in. That's just my guess.
Let's go to Larry. He's on the line listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
I think that you have a grossly distorted view of the Constitution. Every other amendment is nullified when they say that your property and liberty and your everything else can be taken away by due process. Due process is the law, so they can actually take your life. And I'm sure that's more important than a firearm by due process. That's what something that we really don't understand how restrictive our Constitution is and how vigilant we have to be so that these things don't change, but it's gone too far now. Another thing I wanted to talk about, you talk about immigration all the time. Now, what's happening with all these people that are coming to the border, they are being released inside of 3 days, right? And they have to fly them to wherever they want to go within the United States, give them $5,000 allowance. Give them $5,000 housing allowance, and they take the assumption of being a refugee at that time. And they get all the benefits. Also, on this deal with the iPhone.
Well, now, let's not go too far too fast here. So, look, I don't know where any of that information comes from. Mark, you're saying you're challenging that information?
I can't challenge it.
I have no information that is true.
You look at Homeland Security's website. They tell you the protocol with someone who's trying for trying for refugee status. They take them in. They can't hold them over 3 days. What happens is they have to fly them to wherever they want to go in the country. They get on airplanes without any ID or anything else. They don't go through the search or anything else. Anywhere they want to go, give them $5,000. Look at the Homeland Security website. And you'll find this out.
How
that's
do I search
the reality
this?
Of the
Homeland
whole thing.
Security fly me anywhere?
That's what they do.
All right.
Larry. I just don't have any way to determine it. One guy out of our 500,000 listeners has called in and made an assertion, and I cannot verify.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. I can't verify or deny it. I don't know. I just don't believe it.
All right, Larry. I don't know what you want to say about the iPhone, but go ahead real fast.
He didn't like being put on hold.
855-450-FREE. That's our number. You can bring up anything that you want. Hey, look, if it's true what he's saying, then blame the government. You know, they're the ones doing it. They're the ones stealing your money and then giving it to people you don't agree with. Well, the problem is them stealing your money in the first place. That's the issue here. And if you want to blame it on the immigrants, then you're just blaming the victims. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Law enforcement personnel in Poway, California say they've detained a person who's suspected of opening fire at a synagogue. KFMB TV reporter Brandon Lewis tells us several people have been wounded.
Now, what we understand is the man opened fire and hit multiple people, including a rabbi, according to witnesses, who was hit in the hand. Deputies say the injuries range in intensity. The suspect then apparently drove west on Rancho Bernardo Road past the 15, where he was later arrested.
One little girl was reportedly shot in the leg. Mayor Steve Voss says this is shaping up to be a hate crime.
His motive was clearly antipathy for the Jewish faith.
The synagogue was holding a Passover celebration at the time. Police investigating the bombings in Sri Lanka have raided what was believed to be a safe house for Muslim extremists. 15 people were killed. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And coming up in less than 2 months now, we got the ForkFest 2019. A lot of people are pretty excited about this year's ForkFest. I was actually on Ernest Hancock's show on Friday morning for an hour talking with him about it. He's super jazzed up. He's got Davi Barker that he's hiring, the Muslim Agorist graphics design pro, to do some banners for ForkFest so we can put them up on his website to help promote it. And he's wanting to attend, and although he's got to go to a wedding first, but he'll be there by the last day of ForkFest.
Another radio talk show celebrity at the event.
That's right. Not that I would consider us to be celebrities, Mark, but you know we're going to be there too.
People celebrate us. I guess that makes a definition, right?
I don't know. I hope people aren't celebrating me. There's really no reason for that. Please don't. But yeah, come on out and join us at ForkFest, June 13th through the 18th. You can, of course, camp. You can bring your RV. You can get a motel room if you want. That's really all you have to do. There's no tickets. There's no ticket price to attend this event. There's no organization behind it. It's just libertarians coming to the same campground, Rogers Campground, from the same time frame, June 13th through the 18th. You decide what to do. There's going to be people just kind of creating things for other attendees to attend. So there's going to be Man Camp that Jay Noon, who's one of our co-hosts, is setting up. Lots of people are buzzing about that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And there's going to be AnyPay.global, the guys from AnyPay, Stephen and Derek, throwing dance parties basically every night in like some kind of rave tent. And then they're moving Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. It's no longer Buzz's, but the Big Gay Dance Party used to be Buzz's. Anyway, that's moving from Porkfest, where it hasn't happened since 2015, to Forkfest now. So the very same festival that spawned Forkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is now losing the Big Gay Dance Party to Forkfest, which is huge news. Longtime listeners will remember us talking about the Big Gay Dance Party. It was a very exciting, very big part of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it hasn't happened for a few years. They were going to bring it back to Porkfest.
Not a gay person to be found, from what I could tell.
Oh, there were some gay people there. Buzz, for instance, who was the founder of the party. but anyway, it was going to come back to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It had originally been slated to return this year, but it's not going to now. They've decided that it would better fit at Forkfest, the founders of that fest, that party. So that's very exciting, just some very cool news. Jay Noon and his wife going to celebrate their first year anniversary. They got married at last year's Forkfest. I heard Taron Lupo's planning on setting something up. He's like a chiropractor or whatever. He's going to be giving people chiropractory things. And there's just like food vendors likely going to be there. It's going to be interesting. We don't know what all is going to happen because nobody's in charge of that. There's no one calendar. But there are some unofficial places where you can talk with some of the future attendees by chatting in our in the Telegram chat room or in the Forkfest forum. There's different topics that you can explore. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. That's forkfest.party and mark your calendar. Start call Rogers Campground. Get your campsite reserved while you can. So we continue here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We're talking about Donald Trump ending America's signature, withdrawing it, basically. It never really did get ratified, apparently. Barack Obama's signature on the UN Arms Trade Treaty. According to TheGuardian.com, Trump appeared at an NRA rally, it sounded like a huge convention. He's on a big stage, and the audience sounds very, very large, and basically saying that he's undoing it, and that's going to benefit Americans somehow. I'm not sure exactly what the treaty was supposed to do, but if it was the UN, it's probably bad news. And so hopefully Trump will go all the way and completely withdraw the United States from the UN. Wouldn't that be nice?
I like the idea of an organization of nations where they get together and talk about things, specifically not shooting each other.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I really don't have that much use for the UN generally. It seems like all they want to do is act like some super governmental organization.
Yeah, they do a lot more than talk, right? Like there's the UN peacekeepers that come in and like rape children.
Well, that has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently more than once. So, yeah, why would anybody want to be involved in an organization like that? That's horrifying. Rachel Stahl is the managing director of the Stimson Center think tank in Washington and a consultant to the arms trade treaty process said, quote, today the president once again walked away from America's leadership role in the world. And undetermined international efforts to reduce human suffering caused by undermined international efforts to reduce human suffering caused by irresponsible and illegal arms transfers. She said further, unsigning the treaty will undermine international peace and security, increase irresponsible and illegal sales of conventional weapons, and harm the American economy. But wait a minute, the treaty hadn't even been ratified yet, so how would it do any of those things? She's acting like the treaty actually did something. But if it wasn't ratified, it wasn't really in effect in the first place.
Well, she's predicting what it would have done. I mean, okay. I mean, this is what talking heads do. The journalist is supposed to find somebody who disagrees with this action. They have found it. We're promised all kinds of wonderful things through disarmament. I'm not surprised. And some nations, they can make an okay argument for it. It's like, oh, well, they got rid of all their guns, and look, this form of crime went down. But if you look at London, you see more violent crime in London than you do in New York City. So
Trump pledged to defend the Second Amendment and warned, quote, in recent days, Democrats have proposed banning new guns and confiscating existing guns from law-abiding citizens. What they don't tell you is the bad guys don't give up their guns, and you're not going to be giving up your guns either, he said. He's right. The bad guys don't just turn them in.
Nope. The that statement that says, I can't remember his, LePerrier, whatever his name was.
NRA's president.
That basically, to stop a bad guy with a gun, you need a good guy with a gun. That's true.
He also raged against special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Russian election interference, saying, they tried for a coup, didn't work out so well, and I didn't need a gun for that one, did I? He said. Trump added that he has seen, quote, corruption at the highest levels, a disgrace, spying, surveillance, trying for an overthrow, and we caught him. We caught him. Democrats are obsessed with hoaxes, delusions, and witch hunts. We can play the game just as well or better than they do. You know, I don't agree with a lot of what Trump has done. I certainly don't agree with continuing wars and bombing innocent, peaceful people in the Middle East or wherever else. But he is entertaining as hell, and it is, you know, it's going to be an entertaining campaign, I suspect.
Yeah, the Democrats seem very confident from what I'm seeing at
this
point.
Well, you got to, right? Like, you got to project confidence.
The polls out there right now are basically showing that Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or whomever, apparently with a D in front of their name, could beat Trump.
Mm. But polls, you know. They were showing Trump was going to lose, right?
Really, really early.
Yeah.
You know?
It's way early, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know that I believe that.
Let's get to Chuck here.
It's very rare for a sitting president not to get a second term.
Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. The way I understand it is they quit teaching our kids in school our history, our true history. If it wasn't for our guns, we wouldn't be here. And these other countries would take us over. So I just want to let you know that.
Well, I don't know. Certainly it's important to be able to defend your property. I don't know which country you think would take us over at this point in time.
There wouldn't have been a point like England. Certainly, we wouldn't have been able to win the war against England without
guns.
Colonials being able to have guns.
And there was that apocryphal quote from the Japanese general who said that there was a gun behind every blade of grass in the United States.
Likely he didn't say it, but that doesn't change the fact that it's true.
Yeah. So I think you're right about that, Chuck. If you had more to say, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Certainly, an armed populace is a deterrent to whatever other invasion it might be, including an invasion by your own government. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can help support what we do here on Free Talk Live. All you have to do is join the AMP program, just like Andy Loy has done. He is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. And that means that he's contributing $5 a month to Free Talk Live's AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's easy to do. Just get signed up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin, BTC. It is your choice how to support us, but it makes a big difference when you do because it allows us to get on more radio stations around the country. We are at 195 right now. So that's a big deal. Got a couple new ones on board just within the last few weeks.
Yep, handful of them left to get to 200. That would be a magic number for us.
That would be fun. It was, what, about 10 years ago that we got to,
I don't know,
to 100, it seems like. But
it's really difficult.
It was the late aughts, I feel like, we celebrated the 100.
I don't know the date. I wouldn't be able to say that. Anyways. But I can say that in an industry that's controlled by two major players that are both in bankruptcy, we're in an odd place in radio.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But we're here and debt-free, so that's nice. And of course, apparently our syndicate is also debt-free, so that's a good place to be at. And you can, again, help us out by going and joining the AMP program, because basically if you support what we do, this is the best way to actually show support for what we do. I mean, we appreciate anybody who downloads the show and shares, you know, a link on social media. Those are great ways to support Free Talk Live. But the AMP program specifically is used for advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. You guys are our marketing budget over at amp.freetalklive.com. So check that out. Get signed up. Get some of the cool perks that you get bonus with, like access to the supporters discussion rooms on our Discord server, the AMP only Facebook group, and more. Get the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts. Gentleman who was on the line did drop off, but he was calling about, you know, how having an armed society is dissuasive to invaders, and I think that's definitely true. My question was more of like, I mean, are we really going to get invaded by Mexico or Canada at this point?
The United States is blessed geographically. Right.
I mean, is China, you know, we're their best customer? Are they going to actually come in and invade?
There are lots of people who would like you to believe that that's just the thing that's going to happen.
I mean, that just doesn't make sense.
The biggest problem militarily for the United States at this point is that somebody might not obey every single dictate that Washington, D.C. hands down. That's it. Mm-hmm. The United States isn't going to get invaded.
It doesn't seem likely. But it's certainly true that having guns will lessen the chances that the U.S. would be invaded, because then we have the ability to defend ourselves. Now, of course, the real threat to freedom in the United States isn't some red horde hiding in China or Russia or whatever. It's the U.S. federal government. They're the biggest threat, even with Donald Trump. You know, I know that a lot of people out there listening love Donald Trump and everything, but he's not exactly a, you know, he hasn't exactly cut the government down to the bone or anything like that. I mean, repealing the UN treaty or pulling back the U.S. signature on that is not a bad thing. That seems like a good move, but it's symbolic more than anything because it never was ratified.
I support some of the things that he's done. However, the swamp has not been drained.
No, it hasn't even leaked.
I suspect that he's found that the swamp is hard to drain, and further, that he doesn't entirely want to drain all of the swamp, just the parts he didn't like. So, you know.
But has that even happened? Yeah.
I think that there's an argument that the IRS is hobbled at this point, is having a very difficult time.
Really? Aren't they collecting more taxes than in recent years?
Because people are sending it to them.
Right, so ultimately they're being more effective in that case. That's not a good thing. The government's got more of your money.
I can look and see, but every year the government's going to ask for more money, and if people send it to them, then obviously they're going to have it. Yeah. But what my question is that the IRS, like anything else, is like any other government agency, is an organization of force. Mm-hmm. How many people are they going and auditing and then forcing them to give up more money? I don't know the answers to that, but I do have the answers to that. I've read that a few times, and basically it appears like fewer and fewer people because the IRS has fewer and fewer employees.
The partisan political messages appear to resonate with NRA members. This is from TheGuardian.com. Again, Trump announcing that he was going to withdraw the
signature. They're all stunned by this. I don't understand how these Americans just love their guns.
Shelley Grafmeyer, age 68, registered nurse from Elgin, Illinois, didn't vote for Trump or Hillary in 2016. She says she's going to back the president next year. She said of Democrats, quote, they're liars. They can't con me. Every one of them is going so far left. Confiscating guns is their goal. I'm a senior woman who likes to protect herself and go shooting. Leave me the hell alone.
Well, the Libertarian Party's looking for her.
Charlie Morgan, age 67, retired police officer from Chicago, said, quote, I'm disgusted with Democrats. Ever since the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and the way they treated that man with his kids in the room, I would never vote for another Democrat. They've lost me ever since that hearing, he said. And finally, Reinhold Torek, age 62, engineer from Cleveland, said he joined the NRA.
I don't think the Democrats really care much about men's votes anymore.
Said he joined the NRA a month ago. Quote, what prompted me to do it was the threat of our Second Amendment rights being lost. I think the antagonism between the Republicans and Democrats because of Trump has heightened the threat to the Second Amendment, and we have to do our bit to protect it. So, if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and Ian and Mark here with you. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We've got Rain on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Rain.
Hi. First of all, I want to put in a plug for you. I plan to, as soon as I get to a place where I can do it, to join your AMP.
Wow, thanks for that.
And to contribute my $5 a month. I think you guys are awesome.
Thanks.
I don't want to see your diversified opinions leave the air one bit.
All right, I appreciate it. So what were you calling about?
Well, there's a couple of things. It seems that these Democrats ought to be after my vote. I'm a transsexual.
Okay.
But I also believe that they're hollering about giving felons the right to vote while they're in jail, et cetera, but I don't hear one bloody word about them wanting to give anybody their gun rights back when they finish their sentence.
They like to pick and choose, like the Republicans. They like to pick and choose their rights as they look at them. I think it's kind of odd and weird that somebody would vote
from prison in jail. At that point, they haven't been convicted. I don't see how they can have their right to vote taken from them in jail, but, you know.
There are people that are convicted that are in jail.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, you know, but. I think
people who are felons should be able to vote and carry a gun.
After they get out of jail.
Well, I mean, it's hard to carry a gun while you're in jail. So
that would be a very strange jail.
But I mean, being able to vote, I mean, while you're in jail. That seems to me that, you know, you're in limbo while you're in jail. You know, you are a ward of the state, and therefore you have no real rights. But once you get out, you've supposedly paid your dues, you're supposed to be a better citizen, and you need to protect yourself from those out there that wish to hurt you just like anyone else does.
Absolutely, Rain.
But with that, I will say God bless, and keep up the good work and fight the good fight.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate the call. Appreciate your thoughts tonight.
Lots of people are shocked by the notion of felons being able to own guns. I mean, well, that sounds like a terrible idea. But in U.S. history, it's relatively new for felons not to be able to own a gun. And for those that think that if you outlaw guns, then only outlaws will have guns, then please take a moment and realize if you outlaw felons having guns, then you realize that only outlaw felons will have guns. There are people who get out of prison who want to live a better life, who want to go on with their life and build a family and do the right thing and all these sorts of things. And when you make it more difficult for them, a la making it so that their house is completely unarmed, so that their wife and children and their family are completely unprotected, when you do that to them, you make it really difficult for those people to live a good life. Do you want to make it hard for felons to reintegrate? And if you do, then by all means, continue to outlaw them having guns.
Call in. 855-450-FREE.
The crime ought to be whatever you do with the gun. Not the possession of the gun. And I don't care who you are.
Yep. Totally agree. Let's continue here. Andy's online listening to WGOW in Tennessee. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, you guys. I've heard the example used a bunch of times about this argument. There's someone who will say, regulation is okay because I don't want to have normal everyday citizens owning nuclear weapons. And you might be surprised to know that it is not illegal for me to own a nuclear weapon.
Hang on, Andy. We'll bring you back here. That is surprising. 855-450-FREE. We continue. Hour number two is next. It's Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.